I think you've probably been criticized in newspapers sometime before this,
too. Oh, sure. I've been many times, and many times with considerable impact. But nevertheless, that was a pretty serious blow in the sense that it my board began getting nervous. And one of the things that, I mean, people with reputations, we went after people who had reputations and public posture and so on. And even those who weren't public people, one of the reasons they were on the board was because it was such an honor to stand alongside of Justice Brennan. You know, you're there, you're, hey, I'm on the board with Justice Brennan. You know, I know him by his own first name. We drink together, you know. And, I mean, there is this element of importance by association. Well, if this person, this important person with whom you're associated, suddenly starts getting bad press, well, you want to start putting some distance between yourself and him real quick. And that began to kind of surface a little bit. You know, isn't there some way that you can kill all this bad press? And I began to think in terms of I had to do something, you know, to resolve this thing. Well, at that point, I was running the law school. And we began to think, well, if we could get another dean for the law school, so that...
Did you then have the title dean?
Yeah, I was the dean. Dean or acting dean. I was dean.
Were you salaried as a dean?
No, I received no... As I said, the only thing I was getting was $10,000 in expenses. So we began to look around for somebody that we could put in as a dean. We had hired a man as one of the first full-time professors of the law school who had an extensive history of publication of legal books and so forth, and a very well-known name in legal circles, the name of Roger Needham. And I didn't know him all that well. He had been practicing law in a small office and was quite eager to take on a teaching position with a regular salary. And so I concluded that the best quick fix was to appoint him as dean. And then I could be chairman of the board and I could back down and just be a figure in the background and would take some of the heat off the law school. And I, in fact, asked him if he would do it. He said yes. And the board was all agreed, and we were ready to take that action at our meeting, I believe, in September of that year, which had probably been about the middle of September. And so I'm still talking now August, maybe early in August. About the third week in August or second week in August, I took my son John back to the seminary outside of Columbus, Ohio. He was in the high school seminary there. And on the way down, we stopped at a little restaurant, a country kitchen restaurant, which was kind of a cutesy place with a Dutch kitchen, I guess it was called, the cutesy place with the cutesy little accoutrements and decorations. But when we got in there, the floors were dirty, the service was bad, the food was cold, it was just a poorly run operation. And we get back in the car and we're on the road for about 50 miles, and finally I turned to my wife and we had talked about how awful this restaurant was, and I said, you know, there's an example of somebody with a good idea and establishes a successful restaurant, and then they try to franchise it and go national, and they don't have the same kind of management at the branches that they do at the home office, and the thing falls apart. And then I'm thinking and silently, and then finally I break the silence again. I said, you know, that's what I'm afraid is going to happen to the law school, that there won't be somebody there who knows how to run it the way I foresee it being run, and it'll fail. And I think my duty is clear. I'm going to leave the court and run the law school. And she was a little concerned about it, since I still had a year to go on my term, and probably a pretty certain re-election as a justice in the court. So it would be a long-term, safe job that I'd be giving up to throw in with a neophyte institution. But anyway, then you know the story from there. We called a press conference when we got back late in August and announced.
Oh, was it that early in the year? August?
In August, yeah. That I was going to leave the court at the end of the year. I wasn't leaving the court then, but I was going to leave the court at the end of the year. And January 1st, I would become the full-time dean of the law school.
I remember vividly how you had those tables set up in the
whole family there.